Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. This week's action has a decidedly Halloween feel to it, but you can use it at any time of the year. The theme is trick and treat yourself. What chores, tasks, or jobs do you find yourself delaying or ignoring altogether? What do you dread so much that you neglect? Sadly, it's often the stuff you really need to do, the things you can't afford to ignore. See if you're turning your back to any of these. Making follow-up calls, writing thank you notes, updating your mailing list, overhauling your inventory, cleaning your office or studio, balancing your books, researching your next series, making art. Hey, it happens. If you've been procrastinating something, identify it. Don't be afraid, just name it. After you've confessed, you can trick yourself into completing it and getting it off your mind. Of course, your tricks can be followed by treats. Here are some of the tricks that have worked for me. Trick: adjust your perspective. Starting a new task you don't enjoy with a bad attitude won't help anything. Instead, look at it differently. If you don't like packing artwork to ship to new owners, don't think about it as packing artwork. Think of it with a dollar sign in front of it. Yay, I'm shipping out a $500 sale is better than, I don't really want to go to the store to get more bubble wrap. Your treat? Download some happy tunes to match your new tood. Trick: take baby steps. Clean out my office by Thanksgiving sounds overwhelming. Instead, focus on the smallest action. Recycle or throw away 5 things each day. Organize a single drawer or buy new files. Your treat? Pick up a new organizing component at the thrift store, maybe a filing cabinet or a shelf. Trick: block out time on your calendar. Having a vague idea that you need to get something done is one thing. Creating time and space for it is quite different. When you see the time scheduled on your calendar, remember that it's a commitment you made to yourself. Don't change it just because you'd rather be doing something else. Treat? Your treat is me time. Your gift for honoring the commitment you made to your professional life is time for your personal well-being. Block out more time on your calendar for a hike, a manicure, or a long hot bath. Trick: set your timer. If you promise to do something for 15 or 30 minutes, you can make a game of it. It's amazing how hard you'll work to beat the clock before the time runs out. It also creates a certain amount of momentum, so allow yourself the flexibility to keep going after the timer buzzes. Treat? Chocolate, of course. Or maybe a small new art supply. Trick: get out. Sometimes it just takes fresh scenery to be inspired. Plop down at a coffee shop to write your thank you notes. Visit the library to research your next series instead of staying at your computer. Go to any other room in the house to journal in preparation for your artist statement. Your treat? None. Getting out is a treat in itself. I give lots of anti-procrastination tips and balancing acts in my Get Organized online class. A new session is always beginning, so check out artbizcoach.com and click on classes. Final word, remember that for every trick you use to complete a project, a treat is waiting for you. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go on over to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.